All right, here live with Coach Schumer after a huge 12-7 victory over the crosstown rivals, the Pirates. And man, I got to ask you, what was the reaction like after that interception when you knew you were going to win? Albeit you still had to kneel the ball, of course, at the very end. But what was kind of the emotions on the sideline?
I mean, a million different emotions running through my mind. I just wanted to keep the kids calm just for a second. Let's run out that last play. Tyler Roth played a heck of a game. He made a heck of a play on that ball. And it was just kind of good to see him make that play to kind of ice the game out. And a lot of excitement. Just want to get the game done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, this is your second win in a row. You know, you guys started off 0-3, and kind of like what we talked about, you guys have been getting better every single week. The deficits have been shrinking leading up to that win last week.
Yep.
And now you have this big win against your crosstown rival in Perryville, who's had a great season. I mean, that's got to be huge for momentum.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these kids put in so much work in the offseason, so it was tough watching them first couple games where we were struggling a bit, weren't quite putting it all together. And I kept telling them, I mean, guys, you will benefit from this. We will succeed, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, just kind of seeing, like, there were sparks in that early on, first three games, that we were just this close to putting it all together. And we finally did it last week. We had a great week of practice last week, followed that up this week with a great week of practice. So it's starting on the practice field, keep working hard, keep fighting, keep grinding it out, and it's transferring over onto the game field.
What do you think from a strategic standpoint was kind of the key to the victory? Obviously, you guys held them to a very low total points-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You got the score at the end. What do you think exactly what it was strategically that got you the victory?
I would say defensively, just being in tune with our keys. Like this option offense, like we talked about, you got to really cover all your bases. So they did an excellent job of that all night. I believe we gave up the one big play on the touchdown. As soon as the defense got over there, we just kept saying, hold your head high. This is a long game. We're going to put this together. We're going to make a drive, and we're going to make things happen. And it just that grit and determination that they've showed all season, all offseason, just to not give up, keep fighting, and keep pushing forward. And they come out and execute in the second half, and that was the story.
How different was it preparing for a team like Perryville, you know, just compared to the rest of the teams you've played? You know, you'll see your running teams, but they really run it every single
absolutely.
Time. That had to have been a pretty different
type of preparation. It's tough because especially with their, like, spread offense, you kind of think, you know, they're running it, but at some point they could just pull up and, you know, throw it to any four of these guys. So it's tough, especially being a rivalry game, crosstown game. You just want to keep the kids focused in practice, make sure they're reading their keys, staying out of trouble, all that stuff. So it was just all execution on offense, defense, and special teams tonight that really put us in front.
Right. And for you personally, you know, you called this a dream job when we asked about it in the off season, and now, you know, you get past the rough start, you get these two wins. How are you feeling? And you know, being so entangled with St. Vincent for your whole life, this has to feel good for you personally.
It feels great, but there's a lot of work left to be done, and I don't want to stop now. I don't want this to be the best thing we've done this year as a coach this season, so I want to keep pushing forward, keep working harder and harder, and keep having more successful games with these players.
Absolutely, and I know it's early. You guys just got the victory, but what can you tell me about your matchup for next week, and how will you kind of start to prepare for that?
I mean, it's early. We haven't looked at them. We're pretty focused on Perryville, so we'll have to get into the film rooms and kind of study it up. I know they're coming in with a new head coach, coming over from Hillsborough, I believe. So we're going to probably have some new schemes, some stuff we haven't seen. So we'll have to barely coach them up on the new stuff and really just go out and execute. It's going to be a home game. We always want to play good in front of your home team. So get them focused in practice and have another good week of practice, and then come out and perform on the field on Friday.
All right, Coach. Well, sounds good. Thanks for the time, and good luck to you going forward.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, appreciate it.
Yep.
You have a good one.
Yep. Take care, man.